This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and Mia Bella Properties. I am Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and owner and realtor at Mia Bella Properties. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend so far. You know what? Christmas is, what, 3 days away? And I bet you're very, very busy. You're probably baking and cooking and just really planning for a fantastic day on Christmas Day. You know what? There's some people out there that wish that they could do the same. They wish that they had their own home, and they wish that they were at their own home and baking and cooking, things like that, things that we take for granted. And, you know, I got to think, and as you know, actually, you know, I've been having nonprofits on the show talk about their nonprofit organization in the November and December. We've been doing that for 5 years. So that's what we do, because we want to introduce you to nonprofits that you might have heard about, but you don't know that much about them. So when I was thinking about who can I have on the show that would really represent family togetherness and what people really wish for in their lives, especially right around the holidays. And then I saw Jimmy Carter on TV. And even though Jimmy Carter didn't start it, but he sure has his heart in it, I thought about, guess what? Habitat for Humanity. So I have Maggie Williams. She is a donor relations manager from Habitat for Humanity. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
See how I tied that in there, you know?
I'm perfect.
You know, and I think it was just meant to be, because I saw, you know, Jimmy Carter on TV. And for me, he really represents Habitat for Humanity. For a lot of people. I mean, what a fantastic human being he is. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Habitat for Humanity. You know, I'm sure there's many people out there have heard about it, but they don't really know what it is. What is it?
Sure. I'm at the Pikes Peak affiliate. There are more than 30 Habitat affiliates in the state of Colorado. We service El Paso County, so everything from Monument to Fountain. You know, we try to help families who otherwise can't qualify for a standard mortgage qualify and help build their forever home. So now that it's the Christmas season, we have a family who's just moving into their home, which is such an amazing experience to be part of. And we have another family who the goal is to get them in their home by Christmas 2019. So we try to build between 6 and 8 houses every year so that students are, you know, young kids are ready for school, families are in their forever home by the holidays, and just they have that opportunity to experience what a lot of us take for granted and having those special moments in their own home, in their own yard.
So how was Habitat Humanity? How did it start?
It started in Georgia decades ago. Mm-hmm. And our affiliate is just over 30 years old. So we've been serving families across El Paso County since the late 1980s. We've built over 100 homes and helped dozens of families have that opportunity to have their own home.
So, okay. But this is an organization that literally builds the home
from the ground up. You know, people think it's hard to make a difference with the housing. Really, it's a crisis the way that it is. Housing is so expensive. People who can't either qualify or can't just afford the exuberant housing rates are forced to rent, which pushes up the rental. And so, you know, it's kind of a lose-lose situation. So all of our houses are about $150,000. 3,000 volunteer hours goes into building every house from the ground up. 90% of the resources that goes into every house is donated, from the time to the materials. So, you know, something as small as a $5 donation will buy the hammer that's going to build that house. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an amazing process from start to finish. Right now we have 6 or 7 houses that we're working on down in Fountain. And then we have a Dale Street project that we're starting in about a month. We just did the groundbreaking 2 weeks ago.
So you all are very, very busy.
We are very busy.
And you know, as a realtor and as an owner of a real estate company, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, rental rates are extremely high. Matter of fact, for the rate that most people pay to rent, they can actually be buying a home.
They could. And that's kind of the kicker. You know, if you can afford $1,300 a month to rent an apartment or a condo, odds are good you could afford a mortgage that would be less than that. But it's about qualifying.
And qualifying, but also finding a home listed in $150,000.
Because it's impossible.
It used to be during the recession all day long, I could find somebody a home in that dollar bracket. You can't anymore.
No, the Gazette just highlighted a story earlier this week that in 2019, it's expected that the market in Colorado Springs will be number one in the country, which is great if you already own a home. Mm-hmm. But if you're shopping for one, it's just, you know, a house that right now is $400,000 two or three years ago might have been $300,000 or in
the
200s.
So
people can't afford to pay that excess fee just because the market's doing really well, which is where we come in. You know, qualifying for a standard mortgage, you go through the process once, they check your credit once, you find out what you qualify for, and you go shopping for a house. Our families they go through monthly credit checks the entire process that their house is being built. They go through financial classes, so we kind of help them with their banking and teach them more about savings and how to get out of whatever debt maybe they have. Part of the process is that they agree to partner with Habitat, so those are the families that we get to talk about and highlight and show the positive impact in the region. So there's a whole slew of qualifications and processes that they have to go through, and it's much more strenuous than a standard mortgage. They really do work very hard. Each family has to contribute 200 sweat equity hours to building their own home.
Okay.
So it's not just a matter of, oh, someone needs a house, and so we hand over a set of keys, which is a common misconception. They really do. It takes about a year from start to finish, from qualifying to moving into their home, that they are active participants in every step of the process.
And yes, so when you qualify for outside of Habitat for Humanity, I'm just talking about mainstream, when you qualify for a mortgage, it's extremely stressful. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's not for the weak.
No.
Because they are going to dig down to every single penny that you spend. And I'm not exaggerating, folks. If it's on your bank statement, if it's in your credit card statement, they're going to ask why, how, and all that good stuff, especially if you have a lower credit score.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember during the recession, people were qualifying for like a 580 credit score, which is, you know, it's not of the norm, but these days it has to be much higher. And it's more stringent these days to get a home loan. We used to have what you called stated loans. And stated loans was exactly that. You would state how much you make and learn to say, okay, and drop that down. You didn't really have to prove much. Those loans are no longer available. And that's a good thing, because that was one of the reasons why we had the crash anyways. Mm-hmm. So these folks, they have to qualify every month. You're pulling their credit until they close.
Yep.
And you're teaching them all about budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine they have to have a job history.
They do. They have to have stable employment and be able to afford an affordable mortgage. They have to be able to make that payment, because we don't want to contribute to any problems or struggles that families are having. So we're not going to put someone in a house that they can't actually afford. And unfortunately, sometimes that means that candidates who are amazing on paper, amazing people, might not be able to qualify right now. And so they reapply later, because we don't want to add to the problems that people are already having. If you can't afford the mortgage, we're not going to make, you know, that hole deeper for you. We want to be able to help people and create positive situations for their families to excel, not make things harder.
So tell us about the homes that you build. Are they single family homes?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do. It's not just, you know, it has to be a family. It could be a family of one. So all of the houses, you know, we have a bedroom policy. So if kids are X number of years apart, or you have a son and a daughter, we're obviously not going to have them share a bedroom. So we try to fit families with the houses that we're building, or, you know, sometimes families get waitlisted until we know we're having a 4-bedroom house built next year and that's appropriate for this family, so that we're trying to avoid overcrowding. Sometimes families are in situations where they're sharing bedrooms, they're all living in one open space, they're living with a family, family members, and so you've got 10 people in one house. So we do try to fit, if it's a 3-person family or a 4-person family, then they get a 3 or a 4-bedroom house. So it's to the size of the family.
So what's the largest you've built here? Do you know?
The largest that I know of is a 4-bedroom house so far, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. All right.
But we do have a 4-bedroom house that is in the works, I do believe, for next year. So I think that's a family of 5.
Oh, okay. Family of 5.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing is, back in the day, there was the home, I mean, households were much larger. I mean, it wasn't very, it wasn't uncommon for 6 and 8 kids, you know, in a family. And these days it seems to be much less than that. So when you talk about qualifying for a home, are they meeting with you? You said they go through the credit check every month. Mm-hmm. So are they actually physically meeting with the board?
Yes. The members of our board of directors will actually go out and do a home inspection and see what their current living situation is.
Oh, okay.
There has to be a need for a Habitat house. The qualifications are actually very strict and stringent. there has to be overcrowding. They have to be perhaps in an unsafe neighborhood, a high level of crime. Maybe they're in a rental that has some sort of infestation or something like that. So we're trying to help improve the situation that they're in currently.
Take everything, you put everything together for this big picture to see if they can qualify.
Yeah. They go through an application process. We do the home visit. We do the credit checks and things like that. And then once approved, they have homeowner classes that we offer at our office downtown. And it's a whole process. There's a lot involved.
Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking with Maggie some more about Habitat for Humanity. If you have any questions, give us a call, 719-641-1357, and hopefully we can answer your questions. So come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Hi, I'm Michelle Tomberlin. You don't know me, but you may be just like me. I sold my home last year, and yes, I did my research before I chose my realtor. I chose Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties. Deborah does exactly what she says she will do. List your home for a flat listing fee and save thousands. At Mia Bella Properties, their marketing plan includes a massive web presence, and she advertises it right here on KRDO. I also bought a home using Deborah as my buyer's agent, and she made sure that I received a one-year home warranty free. Using Deborah as my listing agent and my buyer's agent, I knew I was in great hands and could count on her to negotiate a great price for my home. I am a homeowner that wanted the best without having to pay an arm and a leg to sell my home and to find the perfect home for me and my family. Before you hire a realtor, give Deborah Elliott Schultz a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. You deserve the best.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Maggie Williams. She's with Habitat for Humanity. We've been talking about what Habitat for Humanity does, and in essence, what they do, they build homes for people that probably would not be able to qualify to own their own home on the outside of being with Habitat for Humanity, and what it takes in order to qualify to have one of these homes. And I talked a little bit about what I know about President Jimmy Carter really being involved in this. I think he's like, was he like 93, I think? And he's out there hammering nails.
Yeah, he's always been very passionate about the project.
He's just such an inspiration.
Yeah. And both his wife.
Yes, yes. And just lovely people. And they've always been so involved in this since, to my understanding, since the beginning. So we have Habitat for Humanity here locally. And, you know, do you ever need volunteers? What do you need?
We need everything. Volunteers are our greatest resource. Like I said, 3,000 volunteer hours go into every house. So someone who wants to come out for a weekend and help build, or companies in the area that want to adopt a day can have their entire staff come out and work on a construction site. That's, time is definitely our number one resource. And of course, people who want to make donations, whether it's financial or donations to our restore on Wasatch, we pick up donations for free. They can call in and schedule that. So we try to make it as convenient as possible. And the restore does generate a lot of funds that help us build those houses.
Yeah, so the restore, which is located at 411 South Wasatch.
Yes.
So people donate, and when you say donate, it's household items.
Yes.
It's not clothing or anything like that.
No.
It's, yeah, cabinets, lighting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lighting is a huge one. Cabinets are a huge one. And rugs.
People, they don't want your broken refrigerator, okay? please don't do that. You can take that to recycling, okay? What the ReStore does is that they sell to the public, and this is how they generate their funds, right? To support Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a huge resource for us. We try to make it as convenient as possible for people to donate, and 99.9% of everything that's donated gets resold through the ReStore. So
you can find some really cool things.
You can find
there.
Amazing things in there. I'm sad that I, with as many moves as I've had, I've never shopped there until I started working there. But I mean, I found amazing chairs. You can find Persian rugs. You can find an entire cabinet set if you're remodeling your house. I mean, it's just amazing the things that people will donate. Builders who have excess materials, people who are renovating and, you know, quality materials are taking out of their house because they're just upgrading, get donated to the ReStore, and then we're able to resell them. So
right. You
can find amazing things there.
So if you're installing new doors in your home, take your old ones to the ReStore.
Absolutely.
But, you know, like I said, I don't work for the Habitat, but I will tell you this. Sometimes I see people bring things there when I'm there, and you all gently just say, yeah, we can't use that sort of thing, because they don't want beat up stuff, people. They appreciate everything that's donated, but please don't take anything there that needs to be worked on. And I'm talking about specifically appliances or holes in doors, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes, thank you.
Things can only be patched up, especially the hollow core doors.
There's some things that they can fix or just, you know, get into a sellable condition, like lighting fixtures and things like that. If it needs a little bit of work, then we can put in some elbow grease and show some love. But if it's something that's completely broken down and just, you know, needs a new compressor or hoses or things like that, that's kind of outside of our capacity.
Take that elsewhere and get it recycled, please. But you know what you all do have there? Like I said, they're like you said, there's very unique items there that people can find. I think it's just fun to go through there.
Mm-hmm. Just someone donated a couple light fixtures I saw about a month ago that just, they reminded me of my grandmother's home when I was a child. And so, I mean, there's amazing memories that you can find, and something that, you know, if you saw in a store, you might think, what use could I have for that? But there's unique items there that can just kind of accent a room. So
right. It's
always, if you go in there every day, you'll find something different.
Right. And sometimes you might even just need like a doorknob.
Yeah.
And you can find them there.
Yep. They sell tools, paint supplies. They recycle paint. So if you have excess paint from a remodel or something like that, you can drop it off at the ReStore. And then the paint is serviced and then resold in the store.
What do you mean by reserviced? How do they do?
Honestly, I don't know exactly what the process is, but they're tinted, the cans are cleaned up. So I think it's just make it, you know, if there's a spill or the top is rusted or something like that, I think they just make it into a sellable condition, a presentable condition. And then there's a whole color array that they do. So no spray paints, no automotive paints, nothing like that, nothing heavy duty industrial, but home paints and things like that they can resell.
Awesome. So sinks and anything like that, that looks fantastic.
Really anything.
Yeah. Garbage disposals.
Yep.
You know, I took my old garbage disposal to the ReStore, because I got one of those really quiet ones. Mm-hmm. But this other one was great. It was in good condition.
Yeah,
still
exactly.
Fine.
Yep.
So I took that there. I've taken so many things there. You know, sometimes we acquire things. It's like, what am I going to do with that?
If you haven't seen it in 6 months, but it's still in your basement, then bring it to the ReStore.
Right? Right. And what about like furniture?
Oh, definitely. Kitchen tables, chair sets, sofas, coffee tables, bed frames, you name it, and they'll take it.
Not mattresses.
No mattresses, please.
Yeah, no mattresses.
So no pillows, bed frames. No.
Right,
Nothing framework, like that. Things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you all have such a great variety there, and it's just a lot of fun to walk through. And it's just neat to know that the public can really support the ReStore, which, of course, supports Habitat for Humanity. What else are you, I mean, we're like 3 days away from Christmas, and, you know, some people are still, you know, in the giving mode. And so I'd like to know, what else? I mean, do you all take cash?
Do you
all
take cash donations? Of course
we do. Cash donations?
You can visit our website, pikespeakhabitat.org, and there's a variety of different ways that you can donate through there. There's a donate button right on the right-hand side of the webpage. So feel free to click on there, and you can actually see what what your money is going for. So if you donate $5, it's going to buy the house or the hammer to build a house. If you can donate $1,000, it'll pay for the windows that go in the house. So we try to make it as transparent as possible what your donation is going for. And then there's a variety of other ways that people can donate or their companies can participate. So all of our contact information is on there.
The first time I volunteered for Habitat was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I was just kind of standing there like, okay, I'm not real good at doing anything. But you know what I could do? I could sweep.
There you go.
And that's what I did.
Some people want to go volunteer on a construction site and it seems overwhelming because I'm not a skilled tradesman or I don't know how to build a fence or something like that. But we do have contractors on site. We have a site supervisor and we're willing to train if you're willing to learn. So there is something for everyone to do regardless of what you're interested in.
But you know, you can do anything. And let me tell you something. It's a great group of people.
It's always fun.
And it is. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. And it's always, you know, you have people that are giving up their free time to be able to help support our cause and our mission. So everyone's out there for a very good reason. And so it's always heavy work, but it's always enjoyable.
And so you can go on your website also to see,
to volunteer. Yeah. There's a schedule.
Do you know what the age limit is or that where you...
In the Restore, children as young as 12 can volunteer. I do believe if they're under 16, they have to have a parent with them. And then on the construction site, it's 17. Yep. Okay. So we have a lot of high school students. We have a lot of college kids. The last 4 or 6 weeks, we've had cadets from the Air Force Academy out volunteering on Saturdays. If you want a group project for you and your classmates, students can come out and have a day.
Do they typically work 7 days a week on it or is there just a schedule?
There's a schedule. Yeah. Okay. We are closed a couple days every week, Sundays and Mondays on the construction site. So outside of that, then if those are the days that you're free, you can volunteer in the Restore.
And like I said, folks, you know what? They can use you to do anything. You can even sweep. That's what I did.
You know, cleanup is a big deal.
Cleaning up is a big deal. Do you ever have people take food out to the workers?
Yes, we've been very fortunate to have a lot of community partners. So companies like Chick-fil-A have donated lunch for several occasions.
It's a great company also.
Yeah.
Well, that's very neat. I tell you something, Habitat for Humanity just makes me smile. It does. And a lot of it, you know, is... You know, I bought my first house when I was 19. I was very fortunate, but that's because I had a father that really encouraged me to save my money to buy my first home when I came to the United States. So when I see families that get these homes, and as a realtor, just of course it makes me even happier.
Right.
But just to know they work so, so hard to get in this home over and above what a regular, typical home buyer would have to go through. Maggie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. How can they reach out to Habitat for Humanity if they want more information? A phone number?
Phone number, sure. 719-475-4800. That'll take you to our office. And then again, visit our website, pikespeakhabitat.org.
And if you have any other questions, give me a call if you lose a number or whatever, 641-1357. Thank you so much, Maggie.
Thank you for
having
me.
I really appreciate it. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, you know, it's almost Christmas time. We got 3 days before the blessed day. So I just really want to thank my listeners out there for tuning into the City of CS show. But I really want to wish you a blessed Christmas. And I hope and pray that your family is safe during the holidays. I just really want to encourage people, you know, if you're drinking, please don't drive. And as I always say, do not text and drive also. Hey, be sure and tune in to our show on January 5th. I'm going to have a fantastic new announcement to make regarding the City of CS show and where this path might take this show. I'm very excited about it. Anyways, you have a very Merry Christmas. And remember, my friend, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.